News and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right, it's 11 minutes to 9 o'clock. A 14-year-old boy has come up with a way for the federal government to save millions of dollars a year that I haven't heard anyone else come up with. It's talk about innovation. His name is Surir Merchandani. Surir Merchandani. I think he's Indian. Isn't he? He is 14 years of age. And he noticed that there was a lot of talk at school about how, you know, saving energy, saving paper. And he said, you know, with all this talk about saving paper, what about saving ink? So this 14-year-old boy, Surir, who lives in O'Hara, it's a little township outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, said he noticed that some teachers used heavier fonts for printing. And so he, already interested at the age of 14 in graphic design, used a software program to estimate how much ink different typefaces or fonts used. He said the data was really surprising to me of how the differences added up even for printing done by the school district. So he expanded the study to look at potential savings by the federal government. And a paper on his research has been published in the Journal of Emerging Investigators, a peer-reviewed journal created for promising middle and high school students. He found that the Office of Management and Budget had already estimated that federal agencies would spend about $1.8 billion in printing costs, and that ink was far more expensive than paper on a per-page basis. So he wrote up a paper, is entitled A Simple Printing Solution to Aid Deficit Reduction. He analyzed five documents produced by five U.S. government agencies and how much ink would be used with three typefaces: Garamond, Times New Roman, and Century Gothic. I think Times New Roman is the preferred. That's your standard. Anyway, his analysis found that using 12-point Garamond printing font would save nearly 30% in ink costs. And his own school district looked at his idea, but even at the school district, it didn't catch on. He said, I understand it's hard to make this kind of a change. The government printing office has praised the 14-year-old's work, said it will review his printing suggestion. What a smart kid. What an innovative little idea. And I can understand how the entire federal edifice doesn't turn on a dime for this, but really the school district in O'Hara, Pennsylvania, they can't say, you know what, this just makes sense. We should do this.